first time that you face that team with you both in the league. Unfortunately, obviously, Marquise isn't playing in this game, but how much talk has there been between you two leading up to this week?
It's going to be fun. Our whole family's going to be there still. We're still going to do our pregame stuff that we had planned, and he's going to take care of the offensive line. We're going to have O-line dinner at his house when we land, so it's going to be a good weekend.
A little bit different. Is it going to feel different that he's not? I mean, you wouldn't have faced him on the field, but I mean, he would have been on the other sideline.
No question. You always want to see your brother playing. Hate that he's going through what he's going through this year, but he's a tough dude. He's just rehabbing right now as a captain on that football team, so he's still up there every day with those guys. And this is going to be fun to go up there and see him and finally get a play against his football team.
This is the one week he doesn't share film and any tips with you, right?
Yeah, he ain't giving me no tips. He ain't giving me no tips. He has a lot of loyalty to his football team and those guys, and so we just keep it just to the basics. It's our friendship. He doesn't give me any tips, and I definitely ain't give him none.
How long will the bragging rights last after this one?
It'd be the first time I beat him in something if we do beat him, and so it'd probably be a long time before he can get back. Man, we only play him every 4 years, so it'd be a long time before he can talk junk.
Mike, what's on the dinner menu?
Oh, we did Capital Grill. We ordered from there. You know, the lineman got to eat steak.
Mike, if you had to point to anything specifically why the offensive line's been playing better, obviously the one game you're back and even the game you missed.
Well, we've been running the football very well, and I think that's the key to our offense, is running the football. It sets up everything else in our offense, and that's something that we got to do good on Sunday is run the football.
How much has Brian helped?
Oh, a lot. He's tremendous, man. He's a good football player. He's been a good football player for a long time in this league, and we don't worry about his side on the game when he's out there.
Are you looking forward to the elements on Sunday in Pittsburgh?
Not much, but yeah, I mean, it's something that we've tried to kind of do. We try to chill the bubble down a little bit just to get used to the cold, but there's no matching how cold it's going to be in that football game. We know that, but it wouldn't matter if it was hot, cold. We know how important this football game is. We're going to go out there with the right mindset. This is a one-game season for us from here on out, and so we'll be ready.
I believe the last time these two teams played was here. Mm-hmm. You were in the stands.
I was in the stands with a Steelers jersey on.
Wow, that's a little bit.
It's a long time ago, but it went by so fast. I was laughing with my brother about it, and that was one of my first NFL games that I ever went to, and I was actually cheering against the team I play on. So it was weird, but it's gonna be exciting. I can't wait. Like I said, our whole family's gonna be up there. We're gonna do O-line dinner at his house, and it'd be a good weekend.
Mike, you guys are plus two in turnover margin right now. Last year you were minus 10. As a player, do you know that difference? I mean, if you didn't know those numbers, would you be aware of it on the field in any way?
No, we are. Coach Philbin makes us aware of it. We know the turnover ratio is one of the biggest keys to any football game. And when we're in the negative, we haven't won a game all year, so we can't turn the football over.
And do you know when you're out there? Are you like, damn?
Well, we don't pay attention to it during the game. But afterwards, when we look at it, we've seen when we're either minus one or even minus one or minus two in a football game, that we haven't won a game all year. And so we know we can't turn the football over. We got to hold on to it. The weather conditions are going to be bad. And so something we've tried to practice on during the week of practice with wet balls and everything. And so we'll be well prepared for this football game.
Your fellow Gator, Gillis Lee, made his debut last week, six carries, 21 yards, almost got in the end zone. What did you say to him afterwards, and what was your thinking of how he looked?
Well, he finally got his feet wet, and he looked really good. He put his foot in the ground. He ran the ball really hard, and he earned a lot of respect on his football team, and so because of that, he'd be more involved in the offense this week.
Mike, I know it's a little off topic, but Nelson Mandela, are you familiar with his history and your thoughts on his passing?
No, he's one of the greatest historic leaders in this country, and it's just very sad, that he had to pass away. And tell you one thing, he'll never be forgotten.
It's kind of inspirational because I know now we read all the quotes and everything's coming out, and you kind of really learn what he did.
Yep. Very inspirational guy. I mean, you look back at the history and all the things that he did and what he's changed in our world, just means a lot. And for him to be passed away, and it was a very tough day for a lot of people, and I know he'll never be forgotten.